The government in Spain, it says here, has new environmental regulations that are in effect, calling for tobacco companies in Spain to pay for cleaning up all the cigarette butts that are left. Oh. It's unclear exactly how much the government expects the effort to cost. It requires cigarette manufacturers also to encourage the public to properly dispose of their cigarette butts. It says here that cigarette butts can take about 10 years to decompose and leave behind such toxic substances as arsenic and lead.
I like that.
That's interesting.
Good idea.
You think that
now they'll probably just go back to unfiltered cigarettes, so you'll find those Lucky Strikes laying all over the place.
Lucky Strikes. Could that fly?
Lucky Strikes in Pall Mall.
In this country. Could it
probably
fly?
Not.
Could you, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, probably. Seems Denise like is right, but I mean, I don't know.
And, well, you know what the tobacco company's argument is going to be? Hey, look, we're not responsible for what people do with their cigarette butts.
Not a whole lot of love for tobacco companies, though.
No, this is true.
No.
This is true. There's a lot of, as much as smoking has declined, there's still a lot of cigarette butts that you do find.
Oh, my gosh.
In a lot of places, no question.
Yes.
I was at the gas station the other day, and there was a guy out sweeping around the gas pumps, and he said people just dump their ashtrays on the ground outside of the gas pump. It's like, how lazy are you? There's a waste basket right there.
I've seen that before. The one thing that frustrates me, I mean, I don't smoke. I don't think it's great, but if you want to, that's your business. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to. I've seen that. Or still confounds me, people who decide to just flick their cigarette butt outside their window as they're traveling down the road.
Yeah, that too.
That always
you know, the other
me.
Day we were driving through Bay City and we had my granddaughter in the car and there were police cars and a fire truck. There was a dumpster fire. I can't remember exactly where it was, but she said, "What happened?" You know, because she's four and everything is a big deal. And I said, "Oh, somebody probably just put a cigarette butt in the dumpster." You know, lit cigarette butts in dumpsters or anywhere, they're a fire hazard.
Well, we also hear, too, when it comes to very dry conditions, how unfortunately sometimes you get those field fires and things that start that
Forest
way.
Forest fires.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't know what we might have to see if we can do any follow-up on this. It'd be interesting to know, though. Yeah, but to have the actual regulation that the tobacco companies in the country are responsible for paying. And it doesn't say here, the cost would have to be tremendous, though, I would think.
Yeah.
Is there another correlation we could find as far as other things that are a problem? Could you like force the manufacturers of
plastic
beer
straws.
Or pop? Yeah, I'm thinking, well, straws. I'm thinking the plastic holders that you put the six packs together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those.
Those end up. Could you force companies to pay for that to be cleaned up?
Sure.
Or how about fast food restaurants? I mean, how often do you see a drink cup around?
Mm-hmm. Or even wrappers.
And that would be an easy one, too, because you could actually, the company's names are on those.
Sure. It's hard to mistake the golden arches.
You could actually send the bill, say, okay, we collected 300 pounds of your food waste, so you're responsible for that amount.
Gosh.
I don't know. Where could it go? Or would it even fly? I don't know.
Well, what would happen is they would put that cost back on the consumer, and so the price of everything would go up.
We'd end up paying for it
one way or the other.
Well, then wouldn't that lead to probably less smokers, though?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Fewer people smoking cigarettes and picking up, the other thing they smoke.
At the price of cigarettes these days, again, I don't smoke, but I know they're up there pretty high. I mean, it hasn't deterred some people.
Some people. But it has dropped.
It has dropped.
It has dropped. Question. Years, right.
I'm sure the price, and I'm sure the overall health concerns that we know about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll see if we can't follow this along in 2023. If it makes any more news, I don't know. I'm just intrigued that a country's government forcing its tobacco companies to clean up the butts. Would it fly in these United States?